It's the motherfucking Millennial Mija podcast.
Wow, it won't let me go on live. Wow, Instagram, you some real, look it, it's giving me all kinds of community guidelines. You
close
know
the
what?
App. Close the app.
Well, Instagram ain't shit. Anyways, happy new year, everybody. Welcome back to the Millennial Mija podcast. I am here live with the homegirl, Arlene.
What's up, y'all?
She's helping me get through this this Happy New Year episode. But Instagram, just, you know, because just so you know what's going on back here behind the scenes, I have to push like three different buttons because we're live on the radio on TGN Latinx. We're live on YouTube and then we go live on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But
there's a lot of interaction on Instagram.
It really says posts from your account have recently been removed for going against our community guidelines. So live video sharing has been temporarily blocked.
What the hell did you do?
You guys, what did I do? I think it's because I would play. What's that called? Music. And they would kick me off like on the boulevard. So that's sad. That is just sad. But anyways, we still here. And this is still the vibe.
Who that is, bitch? I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am rich. I am that bitch. I am gonna go get that bag and I am not gonna take your shit. I am protected.
This is the vibe that we're going for 2022. How do you feel about that, Arlene?
I love it. We're gonna make more money this year.
More money, more problems. Just kidding. Just less problems. But I really can't believe they won't let me go live. That is so sad.
We should have tested that shit out beforehand.
I know. Well, I mean, who would think that you would get blocked?
I don't know. You don't have another account?
I could go live on Fred's account.
Can I invite you to go live with me?
Just try it. Shit. We'll try it.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so I'm going to go live and you have to
go on your live.
Yeah, you're going to have to go on it. And
then will you be able to save the video? But I won't be able to upload it to my page. Whatever.
We're going
to
figure it out.
Yeah.
One way or another. We're here to
make this shit happen. We're yes. 2022 is about creating content. Okay.
Okay. So let me make sure I don't look crazy before we do this. Because...
Yeah, and it's Capricorn season, guys.
That's why.
And guess who's a Capricorn? Her. Oh! She's a Capricorn.
Me over here talking shit.
And then you're like, that's why.
Wait, let me. Oh my god, it's just I don't have a stand, so this shit is a little hard because it keeps moving.
Use this box. We'll stand up the box. Okay, yeah, sure. No. Let's make that work.
No.
So it's Capricorn season, you guys, and I'm just grateful that you guys are here with me because, you know, I've been podcasting for a little while now and I'm just getting like more into it. And I am proud of myself because I want to say that January 2020 is the first month ever that I've had a guest.
Let's see if it works, because if it doesn't work,
waiting in line.
I'm fucking getting out of this shit.
Okay.
I've never been on live, by the way.
Okay, I'm gonna turn down my.
Aww. Okay, she joined. Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Hopefully. And then I guess I'll just read the comments through here, right?
Yeah. Welcome back to the Millennial Mija podcast.
Okay. It echoes, bitch.
Oh, then. Turn down the volume.
Oh my god.
Yes, turn the volume down. So, okay, you guys,
if anyone on the live,
I have been banned by Instagram from doing live videos because they ain't shit. And basically, like I told you guys, these record companies love to tussle when it comes to their music. So I'm pretty sure that because of me playing all that fire ass music on the boulevard and on this show and getting kicked off, that I have been temporarily blocked by Instagram from doing live videos. But there's always a way around everything, right, Arlene? Mm-hmm. Because she's a genius and she came up with this idea. So here we are.
I'm like, I know how much it means to you to like be on Instagram live.
Yes. That's where most of my like world is on Instagram. Like that's where,
yeah, a lot of people tap in and like comment on your stuff.
Yeah. And we are live. It's welcome to 2022, bitches. Welcome. I wish I could do my on Instagram. You guys can't hear my my sounds, but you know, it's all good. So we're live on Instagram right now. We're also live on, what is that noise? We're also live on TGN Latinx, and we're live on YouTube. So I am happy to be here. It is Capricorn season. What's up? She's a Capricorn.
She's a Capricorn.
So it's officially the birthday, the countdown to my birthday.
How many days? Let the people
19
know.
Days. My birthday is January 20th.
Okay.
What
are we doing?
I'm kind of thinking I might want to, I haven't planned shit, but I'm kind of thinking I want to do something like get an Airbnb.
Okay.
Just for like a little weekend, and if whoever can come and stay for however long.
You're inviting me, right?
Bitch, yes. Duh. Duh. So I'm a Capricorn sun and an Aquarius moon and a Aries rising. So that's probably the reason why people think that I am really like outgoing, but that's just like what the world perceives me to be. Because I guess your rising sign is like what the world sees you as.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Libra, and I'm just gonna roll my eyes.
So that's what Libras do. What do we have going on in the comments? What's okay. up, Eric?
So, Jackie said, "Okay, invite me. She's so down." And she says she loves Capricorns.
Here we are.
I'm sorry if there's an echo, guys.
Yeah, I gotta turn it down.
I already did all the way, didn't I?
Oh, I wonder where the... Who knows? Girl, but this technology is trying to be a barrier to my success, but I'm not gonna let it be. I will not allow this technology to stop us from broadcasting our voices.
They're not complaining, so...
So what is all... Okay, but why are y'all so bomb? Who, you?
That's my cousin.
Hi.
That's my little cousin.
So we have updates. So like I said, I am on this Instagram live with Arlene because Instagram temporarily blocked me from doing live videos because I play too much fire music.
She's a criminal.
But, you know, I know that, you know, when they used to try to make like Capricorn commercials with like pirates, like, because it would be like, oh, piracy, like stealing from Napster and stuff. Remember when that was a thing? Dude, yeah. Napster used to be a thing. I used to get all kinds of fucking viruses on your computer, but it was worth it because you got that mix CD that you would play in your car. Anyways.
On LimeWire.
Oh, LimeWire, yeah. And oh my God, we were literally there for the birth of the internet.
Yeah. Did you ever have an AIM?
Oh, yes, I had an AIM. And my
poppin'.
And your away messages were like really
deep. You had a sidekick, huh, bitch?
No, I didn't have a sidekick. I had a Nokia. And then when I got a little older, I got a flip phone, the pink one, the Razor. Motorola Razr.
She got a Razr.
She had a Razr. Chocolate. So she would be like, I would just slap it shut. That's like so satisfying when you want to hang up on somebody. The Razr was the most satisfying. I think they brought them back. There's actually a smartphone that's a flip phone too.
I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's Apple. No, probably not. So what do we have on the update section? The first thing we have on the update section is a happy new year. It's a new year. And I'm happy to be here because I feel like I've come so far, like in a short amount of time. And I just feel like I want to keep that momentum going. That's why I decided to do this show on January 1st. Cause I think people were expecting me to not do it. Just because it's like, oh, it's New Year's Day. But, bitch, what was I really doing? Last night, me and Arlene went to dinner at Torung. Like,
yeah.
We were not partying like that. That was not the vibe for us.
I feel like our lives are just different. You know, can you hear me better? Okay. They said that there was no echo on Instagram, so that's good.
Okay.
But I'm at a different place in my life to where it's like, I don't even want to party anymore. Like, I'm down to go have a drink. Take me out to eat and like, yes, yeah. I'm still
take
fun
though. Take
me out
though. To dinner, Joe Byron.
Yeah, no, like I'm still fun. Like I'm down, but it's like, it's New Year's Eve. I'd rather be safe. It's just, I'm good off of like drunk drivers. And we were scared.
Yeah, it was just, I wanted it to be chill. Like I just wanted to, because I don't want it to bring in my years like without remembering them like I used to. Like I used to literally be drunk, just like faded somewhere. Who knows, Vegas or whatever the plan was that year. But I feel like I want to remember it. I want to be intentional about the way I start the year. I want to have like a solid foundation to grow myself on this new start, you know, because it really is like a new cycle. And it's January 1st. I got my Veladonia 2022 planner, and I'm, you know, ready to fill this thing up.
She's ready to get her whole life together.
Yes, the whole thing. The whole life is going to get together. I'm going to fill all these dates up with guests, and I just want to shout myself out because this January 2022, this month, is the first month ever in the history of the podcast that I have had a guest prepared and ready to go for the whole rest of the month.
I saw that, and I'm so proud of you. I was like, oh, okay, look at her. I saw it on your story, and like, I saw how you literally tagged everyone, and I was like, okay, Angie. She's really a Mija making moves.
That's her. I also have the Mija making moves tote bags that I want to get out there and put on my website, but I also want to raffle some off. Or I don't know if I should do raffle or giveaway.
I think a giveaway.
Yeah, I'll do a giveaway and get you guys some Mija Making Moves tote bags, because they're good for groceries. They're good for just, and I, you know, all women, well, I wouldn't say all, but most women I know, when we get in the car, we don't just get in with our purse. Like, we just have to take our whole life. And so it's one of those big bags that you could just throw, like, whatever else, snacks or whatever else, makeup bag, whatever else that doesn't fit in your little purse. Mm-hmm. And it's just easy to pick up and go. And it's a good quality, like, fabric. So, updates. Since the last time we were here, which was 2 weeks ago, we attended the desmadre of Once Upon a Time in L.A.
Oh, my God. Are we going to talk about that?
Yes, we're going to talk about that. We need to talk about it.
There's a lot that we have to say about that.
Well, first, we'll start off by saying they oversold the entire concert, and that's very selfish of them.
No.
Dude, there are
starters.
Nobody could tell me shit, because when we were in that one entrance, the one tunnel to get from, like, both, there was no exits. There was only one way to get from the big area to where the lockers were. We were like butts to nuts, okay? Like, people were on each other like that. People, imagine a tunnel, a big tunnel in the Coliseum where you fucking could walk through with thousands of people, could fit through the width of that tunnel. There was so many people that it was a traffic jam. Mm-hmm. That's outrageous. So,
me and Angela were supposed to meet there
all day.
We didn't even see each other. We couldn't. Like, it was really bad. Like it sucks, because it's really disappointing. For sure, there was not enough vendors. We waited in line to get beer for over 30 minutes. Oh, like, it was ridiculous.
I was in line for water for tacos for 2 hours.
And then not only that, like, what sucked was, I guess, I'm assuming because it wasn't a 21 and over festival, like, they had a beer garden. So you weren't allowed to take your drinks out from that spot. And, like, we were with other people as well. And they had stayed outside.
Wasn't even on the menu.
I mean, I wanted a drink. I wanted to have a good time.
I wasn't willing to, like, fucking waste all that time, though, get a drink.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was going to be that bad. Like, you go to the lines and you literally think that people are going to, you know, I didn't expect what really, it was just not great. I'm sorry.
Well, there's so much I could say about this. Somebody, aside from the obvious, which is rest in peace, Draco. The Ruler. I didn't even know who that was, and I still really don't, but it's unfortunate that he lost his life backstage. I think he was stabbed over some, I guess, beef. And it's just totally unfortunate. Like, it's just everything they keep saying about L.A., like, don't come to L.A. It's the fucking Wild West. It's the Purge. All this. It's like, damn, we keep proving it.
I'm like very sensitive when it comes to like shit like that, because I hate when people talk on LA and they're not from LA. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, stay the fuck out of our city, for real.
Don't come to LA. LA,
but for real. No, yeah. And it sucks, because it's like everyone wants to come here, and then they come here, but yet you want to talk shit about us, and then, but yet you're still here.
Yeah.
Like, no. But yeah, it sucks. Like, it sucks that this happened, because we really had a festival in LA, and like,
we had a huge opportunity.
Yeah.
And so this was the first time that all these West Coast legends have played together in LA. Like, they played together in other concerts, obviously, but we didn't even get to see the headliner. We didn't even get to see Snoop. It ended, like, I'm tell you what my perspective was. So I was with Jen, and we showed up, and it was already hella crowded, and I was like, oh, they oversold it. But then it was really getting very Astro World-ish. Like, in that main area with the big stage. Mm-hmm. The big stage, like, on the outside.
Yeah.
Where Ice Cube and them were on. It was way too crowded. And so I started seeing it, like, I started feeling myself get pushed in. And I remember thinking, when I heard about the Astro World thing, I remember thinking, how do you let yourself get caught in like a thing? Mm-hmm. And it all made sense to me when I was there, because I was like, I saw myself, I was here, and then the time I realized it, I was in the middle of the crowd. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, it's just like gradual moving forward, and it was getting packed and packed and packed. And I told you, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but I need to go to the side, like I feel too cramped there. So we went to the side and we found the VIP entrance, and we were just hanging out in front. People were coming out of the VIP area looking very, very concerned. Like, and you could tell there was this one white guy who was like, he must have been an organizer from the event, because he looked stressed. And he was the one bringing all of the gurneys out for the people who had collapsed during the concert. And so they were bringing them through, and people wouldn't move. There was two, because people were so close out there that you couldn't even barely move to make a path for the people that had passed out. Dude, within 20 minutes of being there, I called 911 because this girl collapsed in front of us and there was no workers around, and she was all the way in the crowd. So I was like, whoa, what's going to happen? Like, I don't really know. But she ended up like getting up. She was down for a little while, but she got up. So there's that. And you start feeling, and from the very beginning of the concert, I don't know if you noticed this, but when we first got there, why is it like echoing? Do you hear that?
They said it's not echoing, but you know what? It's probably picking up our audio through this.
Oh, yeah.
Because my phone is not connected to how you know how you usually connect all the sound effects.
Oh, yeah. I don't. Shit. I wasn't even ready to do that. and I got here an hour early too.
Yeah.
I count with myself. So back to Once Upon a Time in a Line.
We're getting back to routine.
Yeah.
Okay, it's getting, okay.
We're getting back on the swing of things. So this guy just looked hella like nervous. He looked like, oh shit, everything's about to go wrong. And I started to feel, what I was gonna say is, I don't know if you noticed, but in the beginning of the whole concert, people were like too cool to sing. Like, me and Jen were a vibe. You know, I'm sure if you would have been next to us, you would have been vibing with us. But it seemed like everybody around us was, like, too cool to, like, sing. Yeah,
I hate that shit.
And I was like, maybe it's because it's, like, we just got here. Well, first of all, when you get in there, you have to wait in the two gigantic lines to get your vaccination checked.
Oh, my God. That shit was so fucking, like, yeah, let's start from there. Because, like, we pulled up. We got there late. Honestly, the traffic was ridiculous. The traffic was disgusting. And then we ended up walking in, and as we walk in, like, we're going to the line to actually get into the festival. And that line itself was ridiculous, like, disgusting.
Yeah.
Whatever.
How long were you in that line? So from the time you got there, how long did you wait to get into the concert?
So we weren't in that line for long, but when we were in that line, my friend seen one of her friends, and she went up to him, and they're like, oh, you need a bracelet to go in, like, that to show that you have your vaccine or whatever.
Yeah.
So then we're like, what the fuck? All right. So then we go and get into another line, and it's a big ass crowd. This lady's giving out bracelets, like, you know, checking, whatever, giving out bracelets. And then we go back to the line. The line moved pretty fast. But we pull up, and the fucking people that are, like, checking our tickets, they had a stack of bracelets. Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, why did I wait?
Thank God I called you, because I was, like, already, my mood was already going down. Because I was like, it's impossible. I wanted to get there to go see DJ quick. Like, I wanted to pull up right as he was. And I was like, fuck, we made it. Yay, yeah. We made it. But then I saw the line, and I was like,
no,
we're never going to see him.
Well, when I got there, like, me and Angie were texting the whole time. Like, I was updating her, like, hey, look, this is where I park. You know, like, this is when you come in, it's going to be fucking crowded. Whatever. I did, like, the whole, but then I told her, I was like, hey, like, don't even stand in that line to get a bracelet. Just go straight to, like, line, go in. I was like, they have a stack of them with them, so you don't even need to do all that.
So if it wasn't for her, I would have gotten in there probably 2 hours later than I did.
It was ridiculous.
People were, like, it was pretty bad. And then there was this one guy selling the bracelets. I'm like, this fool. And then, but I did ask him, like, hey, how much?
Oh my God.
Because I wanted to go in already. So start from there. You enter in and they don't check your bag for shit. All this whole whole thing about you have to have a clear bag. And I was like all searching for a clear bag the day before, like Ross, and nobody had it. Walmart, nobody. Just to find out that Jen had one for me the whole time, but I misinterpreted her.
They literally went like like,
yeah, they look at the bag and then they
bag. I literally went like that and then that was it.
Sorry, I like backed up.
That I literally just lifted my bag at them to like for them to see it.
Yeah.
And she just let me go.
How about when I was in line, I was like, hey, do they body search you or what'd I say? Do they pat you down?
I don't remember.
She's like, why, bitch? What did you bring? I was like,
blunt. Yeah, she texted me and I was like, girl, I was like, it's a fucking hip hop festival.
I put a blunt in between my titties on my bra.
I used to do that at shows.
But hell yeah, everybody was in there just smoking, especially when Mary Jane came on. Especially what, man, it was a vibe. But me and Jen are a vibe, just the same way me and Arlene are a vibe when we're together. So it could have been like the worst situation ever and we would have still had fun, which we did. Like, I don't want my review of the concert to make it seem like I didn't have fun. The concert sucked. The concert was terribly put together. They put more effort into the decorations than they did to fucking the safety plan of the event. Like, what? So I had a great time, don't get me wrong. And then somehow we ended up finding some guy and then we met him and he took us into VIP with him. But it was looking real. I was really like, what's it called? Like tense. I was really tense getting closer to the, because there was a 2-hour gap where no one was on stage playing. And people were like, and I'm like, everybody's just waiting around. And I'm like, do you not see this man who's right here clearly like looking like a chicken without his head cut off? Like, something's wrong, people. We need to go. And I was telling Jen, I'm like, I don't feel comfortable. We need to get the fuck out of here. And she was like, okay, well, just let's just fill it out. And I was like, no, I need to go. Like, I did not feel happy or good. I felt like, and then they were pushing us away from the VIP area. So I was getting frustrated. And then when we've got into the VIP, there was so much more space and I can see an exit. So I felt much more comfortable because the only way to get back to the exit was to go through that sea of people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, they're not about to astral world me. That's not how my story's going to end.
She's fucking dumb. I can't.
Because
they're not about to astral world me.
No, they're not. Because, you know, like, nobody wants that to happen. But when I was there, I was like, oh, I could now see how it happened. Mm-hmm. Because there's just too many people that you can't even regulate it. Like, people can't even move. You're like going between two people through the mm-hmm. whole tunnel. And it's like, this is not normal. And especially when nobody had masks on, I was like, this is some bullshit. Like, this is about to be a super spreader event.
Yeah, no, for sure. I feel like me, when I go to festivals, I'm good being in the back. Like, I'm good. Like, I rather be in the back and like far from people.
Observe.
And just like enjoy the music, mm-hmm. you know, like, I won't fucking
see them. Because unless you're already
blind, but
yeah,
but I rather just be in the back with my homies. I'm listening to the music. I'm fucking dancing, whatever. Like, that's fine with me. I don't need to be right in the front. However, I was with other people, you know, and like, I'm very respectful of like, okay, you want to do that? I'm cool. Like, cool, you know, but yeah.
I was just like moving farther and farther away from the crowd. I was like, no, I can feel something. And I guess it was really cool. Also, like, aside from the whole, like, me feeling like kind of scared, mm-hmm. But it was really useful to me because I got the same knot in my stomach that I get when I have like just intuition about something, like something's wrong. And so to find out later that something was wrong, it's like definitely confirmation, like, okay, bitch, we are never ignoring that ever again. Like, when you feel that, you get the fuck out of there. That was just the one phrase that was going through my mind, get the fuck out of there. But then when we got to the VIP, that's when I was able to like calm and then enjoy the rest of the concert, which was only mm-hmm. Ice Cube. He came out for like 2 songs because I'm pretty sure they went back there and they were like, well, we can't just end the concert. Like, so he came out for 2 songs and then they were like, all right, late.
The vibe was definitely off
from the beginning.
Yeah, the vibe was definitely off, and it sucks because I feel like we were all so excited.
Oh,
like,
I was,
and I so like excited. Not like just you and I, but like I feel like all of LA
was LA was excited,
excited
because we
that.
Deserve that. We deserve to have mm-hmm. something. Like, we have so many legends that mm-hmm. come from LA.
But yeah, it felt very West Coast. And then like, to me, I remember when I pulled up, my cousin was with me, which is my dad's, like, she's from my dad's side, right? And you know how close I am to my dad, and I'm like, damn, like, I wish I would have pulled up with my dad here, like, because that
asked who put me on, you know? Like, so that shit, like, and I even told, I saw my dad the next day and like, I was talking to him about it. And then I showed him like everyone who was there and he was like, that's tight. And then I was like, yeah, but I didn't see anyone before.
I know. It was the fucking desmadre. Anyway, so, you know, unfortunately it didn't work out once upon a time in LA. And unfortunately, a life was lost. And I mean, that if that's not the definition of a failure of a fucking event, I don't know what is. So maybe one day they can get it right. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be an option. But
do you think that, and I didn't really want to, like, do you think that, I feel like it's fucked up that they didn't even address anything.
Girl, they kept posting on their Instagram like that shit was a success. People, hundreds of thousands of people are, I don't know about whatever, they're demanding their refund and they're not going to give a shit. Like, those tickets were so, it would be different. No, it wouldn't. It would still be annoying, but it would be different, I guess, if the tickets were not abnormally priced. Mm-hmm. Like, they were abnormally priced. For a general admission ticket, it was like $150, like, to get to a festival. And
it was more than that. Yeah, it was, so the way it works is, like, for festivals, like, they have different tiers. And based on the time frame that you get your ticket, so, like, the first people who are on the website, they're going to get the lowest price. But, like, let's say you shop, like, 10 minutes. Just an example. Like, don't quote me on it. But this is from what I've noticed, like, from when I have bought, you know, event tickets or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, for festivals specifically, like, let's say you buy it like 30 minutes in, like, you're either gonna get tier two or tier three, whatever, and then they mark up the prices because, like, it's like, oh, you didn't get here right away, like, I'm gonna charge you a little bit more, and, you know, people still buy them.
Well, we still bought them, so yeah. Kind of, but.
But that's why I know what you mean.
I think I would be madder if I had. Yeah. Spend my own money. But anyways, so I'll that concert was not a success. But there were moments that were definitely fun. Somebody said, I think it's because she has the audio from her phone on too high.
Okay, but I literally have it all the way down. Like, I don't know what to do.
Okay, so you can hear us. Eric, you can hear the, what's that called? Reverb? Also shout out to the homies at Calipatria State Prison, because apparently they're listening to the Millennial Mija podcast.
Shout out to the homies in prison. One time
because randomly, I think it was like after Christmas, the homegirl hit me up and she was like, hey, I just want to let you know that my man knows who you are. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, my man, he's in prison and they listen to your podcast. And I'm like, what? Who knows? So shout out to the homies over there in Calipatria. I appreciate you using your time to listen to this show. And I hope you guys share it with more people. I want to just spread as much positivity for the year as I can. And the next thing we have on the list is, so have you ever done a vision board?
When I was in elementary. And I haven't done one, or middle school. I haven't done one.
You're overdue, bitch.
So yeah, I'm definitely overdue. Yesterday she asked me, she was like, do you ever, what did you say?
I don't know.
We were talking about like
vision board. Oh, I said, do you have any goals or resolutions? Like me trying to make it a podcast at dinner last night. And she's like, no, I don't do that.
I was like, I don't think I've ever done that. I was like, I don't think I've ever really done that. And then, I was like, but I do want to get better at certain things, you know, but I haven't like written it down, which I probably should. But yeah.
Yeah. So this vision board. So the thing is that last year I tried to make a vision board. I even printed out this stuff. I printed out these money affirmations. Abundance is my birthright. I joyfully receive all financial blessings Creator has waiting for me. I do not work for money. Money works for me. These are all these things that I came up with that I was going to like supposed to, that I was supposed to, put on my vision board and like cut out these words, dedication, hard work, patience. I mean, you know where that's from. Shout out to Nip. I am healthy. I am wealthy. Growth with a little tree. Like I've made this on Canva and I was intending to put it up. I even have a picture of a mom and a daughter and it says forgive, heal, bond, and connect, because that was like one of my main goals was to, you know, build my relationship with my mom. But for whatever reason, they just stayed like this on the board, just pinned. And I never took the time to cut them out and make them into a vision board. And so this year, I'm really going to make an effort to do that. So I'm doing that tonight when I get home. I'm finishing cleaning up my room because I wanted to start the room like with a clean mind and a clean space. Mm-hmm. And then I really want to work on accountability this year and follow through. And I want to be able to hold myself accountable. Like, I don't want to have to say, like, have a buddy or it's great to have friends and they'll check in with you, but I want to accomplish tasks because I want to keep my word to myself, you know? So that's my goal.
So they said that it only happens when I talk, so I'm not talking anymore. Okay, I tried to put the mic a little bit away from the camera, so I don't know if it'll help out a little bit.
Yeah, maybe it will. Put your phone up against your water bottle.
I just don't want it to fall. Okay.
Does that, so talk.
Okay, so does it sound a little better?
I don't hear nothing now.
You don't hear me?
Or
you
no, don't I hear? I don't hear the bad sound. Well, I still do. I'm lying. I think they can on the radio and possibly on YouTube. But anyways, so vision boards, yes. So I want to get back to that. And I definitely want to like make my effort to do that today. I want to also like start to, it's January 1st, you guys. Like that to me is just this.
Okay, sorry.
Big opportunity.
Is your volume on your phone all the way down? It was you this whole time. Y'all got me fucked up. It was her this whole time making me echo. You're fucking
we were
mean.
Gaslighting
you
her.
You're mean. Dude. You guys are so mean. I'm hurt.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Dude, okay.
My bad. We're starting all over. 2021.
Welcome back to the Millennial Mija Podcast. Okay, well, it was my fault. My bad, you guys. It was... my bad.
Yeah, it was literally that moment.
Anyways, so we'll get back on track and try not to. Yeah, there we go. We fixed the problem and it was me. So the holiday recap. So for my holiday, I went on a road trip to Texas with my mom and an 18-hour drive. And we had our first adventure. We've never really gone anywhere together, done anything like that, spent that much like close time together. So it was, like I mentioned on the last podcast, I felt that it was a opportunity to kind of like create a relationship and don't get me wrong. It was hard, man. The first whole day, like we were just at like butting heads. Like it was not good. But we eventually like figured it out, you know, and, by the time we came back on the way back from Texas, we stopped in New Mexico at the White Sands, which you guys have to stop there if you ever get an opportunity to do that, because it is like so beautiful. First of all, the sand looks like snow, and what it is is like actual crystals. So the sand is like this fluffy sand, and it's the crystals are called gypsum crystals. And like, when the fuck are you ever gonna see this? Mm-hmm. Oh, Duno said there's an echo. Y'all life's too close. Oh,
okay, so. Oh my God. Hi, Duno.
I know. What's up, Duno? Happy New Year, Duno. Shout out to the Brown Bag Podcast. Yes. I love that show. Shout out to everybody on that show. Maybe we should. Hey, I want to interview them.
The podcast expert.
I know. Us. He's like, okay. Get your shit together. Happy New Year. Many blessings to both of you guys. Thank you so much. Happy fucking New Year. Again, it's Capricorn season. Countdown to my birthday, January 20th. Your girl's going to be 34 years young.
I was just going to correct you. I thought you were going to say the other word, and I was going to correct you and say young. Does yes. It sound a little better?
I feel young. I feel younger than I ever felt. So, I mean, is it, like, unlistenable? Wait, is that a word? Like, is it so bad that you can't even listen to the podcast? You're like, fuck this podcast. I can't. Like, is it distracting too much? Because I don't know how else to fix it. We turned down my volume on my phone. And, oh, in case you're just tuning in, the reason why I'm not on my page on my live is because Instagram temporarily blocked me from doing lives.
I don't think they know that now because it's going to show on your page that you're live.
No, but I'm not hosting the live.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they're letting me get into your live. So I'm just going to have to share this video from your page. It's back again. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. My bad. Okay, so we'll get into the next thing. So I went into the road trip with my mom for the holidays, and you know, we left our cat with the neighbor. Fred was living his dream because she kept sending me pictures of him in front of the heater, in front of the like on his little bed in front of the Christmas tree. Like, I'm glad he was safe. And then Kiko was a road dog. Like, I have a husky, if you guys don't know. She is like the most beautiful husky alive. And she was just, she was a good ass dog. Like, we didn't know how she was going to act on the road, but she was just down. She was just a down ass bitch. That's for sure. My mom has plans. So in our long road trip, my mom talked to me and we just talked about like what we want our next steps to be. And I want to move out. I moved back in with my mom after being on my own for 10 years. And I've been with her like the last almost 3 years, I think. Mm-hmm. And so now we're talking about what she wants to do for her next step and what I want to do for my next step. So for her next step, she actually wants to buy an RV and travel the country. Mm-hmm. So I think I love that for her. Like, I really love that for her because she is, she deserves to go explore, you know, and just to not have, I feel like she's told me she feels stuck, you know, and
but that there's nothing holding her back. So yeah, she should definitely do it.
Like, I'm going to go with her. Girl. Like, I'm going to try to also work to keep her accountable on it, mm-hmm. you know, because sometimes when when you have a tendency to like make a plan and then sometimes when you don't believe in yourself, you come up with all these reasons why you can't do it. Even though none of those reasons are true, you come up with reasons why you don't want to follow through. Like, oh, it's too much money. So I'm going to like go with her to go look at the RV. So we know exactly how much she has to have. And like, and she said that she's going to help me look for a room. So if anybody's renting a room to your girl, Thea Ange needs a room to stay in. I have like a budget of like 800 to 1000. And I know that that's nothing in LA. But
you know what? She had an opportunity and
it didn't have any windows.
Oh, girl, it has two windows now. So whatever.
Well, when is that bitch moving out? I'm just kidding.
It's a man now. It's a dude now. And he literally just moved in. So you for sure slept.
Okay, well, we could do like pranks on him for he could want to move out. Right? We release like roaches in there and shit. Ew.
No, I'm good on that. I don't know. You're fucking nasty.
I know. I'm all thinking like we could do like Home Alone tricks on him. Like,
no.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe then I will be able to go and live in Compton when he's done with his area. And then I will have my space back there. Because if it has windows, I'm in.
Yeah, there's two windows now.
Okay, because reason why I didn't want to move in the first time was because your girl has depression already, and like if no windows is just like a little chamber of depression for me. Like, I just could not. But the windows change everything. So Christmas in Texas for me was like, it was like being on another planet. It was very exactly like what you see in the movies. It was just like cornfields maybe not cornfields, but just like whatever the fuck they had, like nothing.
Just fields,
yeah, girl. Just fields of
cornfields,
fields of nothing.
Cornfields, but there was no corn.
You know, cornfields without corn. So it was just like being in a culture shock, kind of. Everything is so far away from each other because Texas is big as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just really huge. So my sister moved to San Antonio and she bought a house there, which is congratulations to my sister because that is like a huge accomplishment. And you know, I don't know if we would have had if she would have had the same opportunity to buy a house here in California, because it's just outrageous, the prices, you know. And so it keeps people, holds people back from moving on, you know. And so I want to congratulate my sister and her husband Rudy and their whole family. And it was really our best Christmas ever. Like, I'm going to say that because we had the kids, which is my niece and nephew, who are both adopted. And we had this just Christmas that felt like it could have been in a movie. My mom was like, I feel like I'm in, what's his name? Damn, National Lampoon, that movie, like with the guy that they go on a vacation, a family vacation. And we felt like it was just, we also got in the back of her car and we are in my mom's truck and like took the kids to go see Christmas lights. So mm-hmm. we did things like that we have never really done, which is like make memories, mm-hmm. you know, like we usually, because it's all adults in mm-hmm. our family, it's just kind of dry, to be honest. Like, nobody's really trying to make Christmas magic happen. We're just like, all right, we're here for a couple hours to eat and me and my sister drink sometimes and then leave. But because there was kids this year, it was just, and we were in like a whole nother world of like a Hallmark movie, being in Texas in that big house. It was like, I don't know, it was definitely our best Christmas ever. But I just really learned, I mean, I already knew this, but the attitude that runs in our blood is just outrageous. Like, okay. And my mom, we get it from my mom, but like we all three of us like just take this attitude. And then when we're together, it just like expands. And we were just butting heads a little bit, but we figured it out in the end. So yeah, I mean, the gifts were good. My sister got my mom a record player, which she loved. My mom got me a juicer. Yes, I'm so excited.
Because if you guys didn't know, Angie's trying to become more into juices. Well, she has been into
juices. Well, I kind of have to. I woke up this morning at 6 a.m. and threw up.
Yeah.
My mom was like, are you pregnant? I'm like, no, I'm not. I already went to the doctor. And basically, they just said you are, like, your stomach is messed up. Like, I was already knowing this. Like, I can't be eating the same sugar and salt and all the junk food. I think it was, like, all the oil from the Thai food last night. That just made me like, ugh.
And then you're very like, I know that one dish probably grossed you out. So that shit probably didn't sit well with you.
It didn't help.
I didn't know you went to the doctor and they told you that. I recently went to the doctor too.
They gave me two medicines.
Oh, they didn't. They just told me that I basically I haven't drank soda. And then I haven't had coffee in almost 4 weeks.
I stopped drinking. Damn, congratulations. 4 weeks, no coffee. And she brought her water bottle. Show them your water. Oh, you can't show them. But.
No, my phone is leaning on my water bottle. I drink water all day, but like coffee. So my everyday, Monday through Friday, is like have a cup of coffee or iced coffee and like something to snack on.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I work behind a desk, so I get tired, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I'm proud of you. I haven't drank soda since I came back from Mexico, except for the day of Once Upon a Time in LA, because I had, like, limitless Hennessy and Cokes. I can't even tell you how many I had. I had enough for it to be a good fucking time back there in the VIP. Eventually, we left. We got there, and I was, like, all kind of, like, my mood was all in. And then I left feeling good.
He said, no more hot chips.
Oh yeah, okay. I don't know about that.
Well, see, I don't eat chips like on a regular basis. But if so, this is my thing. Like, I am not gonna drink soda, but like, if I want a sip, I'm down. Yesterday, I had iced coffee, but like, it's Tarong. Like that's like.
Wait a minute, she did have coffee. I forgot about that.
I had it, but I told you yesterday. I was like, I was craving this iced coffee. Like that's why I was hyped when you said that. I was like, hell yeah, I'm gonna drink a fucking coffee from there. Yeah.
And I got a Thai tea,
which is also my favorite.
So Texas overall, I would say like for San Antonio, I love it for the kids. Like I love this for them. I love that they have a home base. Cause me as a kid, we moved around. Like I didn't have one home ever. Like that was, we lived in apartments my whole life. We moved around like literally 15 times before I was like 18. Yeah. 18. We moved around so much. So I never really felt like a stable home environment like that. And it makes me so happy that my sister is able to give that to them and that they get to experience like that security.
It honestly makes a huge difference in your childhood. I've only lived in three homes, but like I've only lived in three homes, but like I feel like I've had a stable like home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My mom would always tell me that like she was my home. That like wherever we lived, but it was because she was a single mother raising me, so it wasn't like she had the luxury of staying in one place. Like mm-hmm. if she couldn't afford the rent or she got a better job over here or whatever, she had to do what she had to do. So San Antonio, love it for the kids. My sister and my mom were like waiting for me to go there so I could decide if I wanted to move there or not. And I'm just telling you right now, it's a no for me. So Austin, I went to go hang out with Rowdy in Austin. He hosted me at his beautiful home. And Austin was cool. It was kind of like Portland. There's a lot of cute art on the walls. I tried Tex-Mex for the first time, which the queso was just chef's kiss, delightful. It was fucking good, man. And we went, where else did we go? We went to Zilker Park and we saw like this big pool, like a huge Olympic sized swimming pool, but it's made of spring water. So it's natural water. And then on the other side of the pool, it's like a waterfall into like this like creek, and there's people playing with their dogs. It reminded me of Portland a lot. We went to some thrift stores, which is that's my jam. We went to Mount Bonnell, which is like some overlooking some million-dollar homes and seen the, you know, nature and stuff. And it was beautiful. So Texas overall, beautiful, great place to visit. But my home is LA. Mm-hmm. LA. Yeah. No. Oh, no. And it gets fucking cold. It gets so cold over there.
I've only been to Dallas.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
I love it. I have family out there, but I have a lot of family. So, like, my mom's cousins live over there, and, like, all their siblings, like, live over there. So, literally, every time we go, it's fucking amazing. I was supposed to move out there last year. I've been there a couple times, like, a good amount of times, to where I feel like, that's you, that's not me.
That's not me. Oh, it's my mom's computer. I was like looking at her phone like, girl.
She's ready. You guys, she's ready to trip on me over everything today. And it's not even me.
I'm not.
She's the one.
When did I ever trip? I did not trip on nobody.
She's like, I can still hear your snap.
First of all, I'm not paying her. So whatever she does is just, I'm just happy she fucking showed up. Because if not, I would have probably stopped a long ass time ago. I'd have been like, go through my whole little things to talk about. Okay, bye.
Yeah, no, but I love Dallas. Like, I was considering moving there last year and I didn't do it, and like, I mean, Angie knows me, I'm picky as bitch. I didn't do it because the apartment that I went to go look, obviously I only had a certain amount of time frame, the apartment was cheap, it was like $800 and it was like a full apartment. I didn't like the bathroom sink, so that's why I didn't commit to it.
She is a picky ass bitch, that's mm-hmm. one thing that is for sure. But yeah, so shout out to Texas. And I didn't get to see Edward because this motherfucker got sick in the time when I was so he came back from LA and just so shout out to the homie Edward Castillo, who is out there in Texas, basically like the mayor of Texas. That's what it looks like from my perspective. And he's just the plug in Texas, but he does like
shout
lots
out to
of
our homie.
Yeah, he does.
We didn't get to see him either because it was that weekend of
I was hungover.
I just feel like that. It was just a bad weekend.
Yeah, so he was like, here for the weekend of Once Upon a Time, and he had an event. We were supposed to go and, you know, support, but I was too hungover the next day after Once Upon a Time in L.A. In other news, I wanted to bring up the case with Rogel Aguilera Mederos. He was his sentence was reduced from 110 years to 10 years after 5 million people signed a petition.
I signed that. My mom signed that. Yeah. I think my whole, like, a lot of my family.
Yeah, did. I signed mm-hmm. it, too. And the reason is because already it was just outrageous. But, I mean, the Kyle Rittenhouse thing versus this this Latino brown man, mm-hmm. like, what the stark contrast of these, like, killings are crazy. Like, his is an accident. His brakes failed. And this other kid goes into, like, drives with a trunk full of guns down to a whole protest, like, with the intention of killing people and gets off clean and is now doing podcasts.
So my son's godmother, which is my kid's dad's sister, she does trucking. And we had a conversation. Like, I reached out to her and it's like, you know, I want to check in. It's like, how do you feel? Because this is what you do for work. Are you okay? Because if something was to happen with someone that does something similar to what we do, it would affect us. I mean, it already affected us, but we don't work in that field. Yeah. So I can only imagine how people who do work in that field felt.
Well, many truckers were like supporting by mm-hmm. boycotting. They weren't going to Colorado. They were just not driving to Colorado.
Well, she gave me a lot of like, how, like, you know, she talked to me and she's like, you know, a lot of these companies really don't care about their workers.
I'm sure they don't.
She actually just quit her trucking job, which I'm so happy about because she's still going to do trucking, but she's going to be more local. But she was telling me, like, basically, like, when she quit, like, they weren't even trying to fight for her. Like, and she's like that they had just hired another guy. And like, it was just like, oh, here, this is what, like, tell him what he needs to do so he can get on the road and take your
take your spot. Yeah, you're replaceable in companies like that. And what's and fucked up?
Like, but she's like, you don't see what literally just happened to him. Like, more than likely, he probably wasn't trained correctly, and that's why. And like, companies just like, oh, I have insurance money, and like, it's they clean their hands, and that's it.
Well, it said that his the stuff came out from the case, and it said that the brakes failed on the car, but that it was his responsibility to have gotten the brakes a checkup or whatever, and he didn't do it. And so, but the worst shit about this case is obviously him spending time in there for an accident where other people who kill people intentionally walk free. Did you know that the woman who convicted him, the judge, she's a new judge. It was her first case. Mm-hmm. And she was given a trophy by her mentor, who's another older judge, gave her literally a piece of a truck brake and got it engraved, and it put Power Move on it. And gave it to her as like a recuerdo almost for her first conviction. It said, yes, it said Power Move on it. And it was presented to her. And she actually, like, what are you? She posted this shit on Facebook. Like, she was so proud of it. Like, that's how, I don't know, that's how out of touch people are with the world, that they, how could you not know that if you are going to go and do some fucking racist shit like that or you know, be open about the fact that you're happy that this guy got the time. Why would you post it on Facebook?
They're fucking weird.
And that just proves to me that they really just don't see black and brown people as human. Like,
like you're happy because you're getting people behind bars. Mm-hmm. Like, you're really excited.
Yeah, like, that's a win for you. Mm-hmm. That's a win for you. And that is fucking sad. And So
he said something about 10 years. So I heard that, I guess he's going to be eligible for parole after 5 years. Yeah. And he's already been in there for 2.
Yeah.
So the years are going to come by. Like, yeah, you know, God willing, he's able to get out in 5 years. So
he shouldn't even be in the first place. If it's going to come down to it, because it's like, how make this make sense? Like, it's the same. Is it? I think it's the same state. The Kyle Rittenhouse thing and the where in Colorado, I believe. Don't quote me on this. Somebody in the comments, let me know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, so it's fucked up because how are you gonna let this white boy slide for intentionally killing 2 people? And as an accident, you send this guy away for 110 years. It's like it's such an obvious slap in the face to our community, in that it's like all he was a conviction to her. Like, and most of the reason why he got so many years is because of those mandatory minimums. Yeah, somebody said wrong. Okay. You don't not have to capitalize it.
Okay, this person actually said let people be. So I don't know if she's like
okay, well, exactly. Let us be.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm just going to move on to the next subject. Rest in peace to oh my god.
Oh, you know what? Hold on.
Hold on. Pause it out. She said wrong with the all caps.
So this person is a troll on my page. I just removed them from the live.
He could have avoided the accident, though. Okay.
I'm going to remove them from the live because this person was, like, cyberbullying me after an incident happened with my family. And I had, you know, you guys remember, my nephew was missing. And I had posted it on my page. It created a lot of attention. And this girl was, like, attacking me.
Well, then remove her ass. Yeah, bye, Felicia. Her.
So, good. I'm sorry, you guys, that you guys are fucking seeing a troll. So, yeah.
Anyways. All right. Anyways. So, rest in peace to, oh, my gosh, sweet little girl, Valentina Orellana Peralta. She was killed by police recently in a L.A. Burlington coat factory. There was a mentally ill man who was like throwing around a bike lock on a chain, and it could have potentially definitely been dangerous, but he was not armed with a gun. And they sent this squad of police. They evacuated the Burlington, but I guess it happened so fast that the girl and her mom didn't get out of the fitting room. And she was the victim of a stray bullet that was meant to hit this man, who also died. The person who was creating the scene also died. But in the video, in the police cam footage, you can hear him like being excited about this. Like, he's about to play a video game, bro. He's like, I'm running point on this. And you could tell these people had never worked together. It was just chaos, just complete chaos when they're walking in. And then even his partner was like, wait, slow down, slow down. You can hear the partner like trying to make him like just chill a little bit. And no, sure enough, just started trigger happy, just shooting. And it's just terrible that, again, this family will have to fight and fight and fight for justice. Because most of the time things like this happen, you know, like the cops don't get.
You can, like, based on what you're because I didn't know what happened. I did hear of the story. I didn't know what happened. I'm very emotional when it comes to kids because obviously I have a son. So, but you can tell that they, like, that cop was doing it for, like if he.
What the hell is that noise?
It's probably the echo.
Now it's something. Now it's something else.
Can you
else.
Put a different instrumental?
Yeah, I know. It's been playing forever.
Put some, like, hip-hop shit. but, yeah, that's so sad. Like, I can't. I feel like. Like, I remember I had a conversation with my dad, and, like, he's, like, they're trained to, like, only shoot a certain way. So, for him, for you can tell when it's intentional.
Well, I definitely don't believe the cop meant to kill the little girl. Like, we know that. No,
but they were not smart about it.
No,
like,
but
they
yes,
were just, like, going there blind-eyed type
like
shit.
Like, that should be the last resort. I thought that was supposed to be the last resort. Like, not the first go-to. Like, go watch the damn footage. If you go on Eden Enamorado page, the whole video cam or the body cam footage is there, and you can hear the guy's partner, like, he's all, like, hyped to go in there. He's like I'm running point on this, like, goes to the front of it, and his partner's like, slow down, stop, like. And man, it's just fucking unfortunate, and I feel so bad for her parents. And you've seen the press conference that they did. It was just heartbreaking, and my heart goes out to them.
I hear both. You still have the other one.
You guys, we need an intern. Who's down to be our intern?
Oh, my God.
So, we're moving on because I have no great ways to transition from these hard-ass topics. But so, in Netflix news, I have some Netflix news. Did you watch the Don't Look Up movie?
Oh, my God. My dad was watching it today. I haven't watched it, though. I haven't watched it because he started because he was like, oh, what is this? I was like, I don't know. I heard it's good, but I didn't watch it with him.
Well, it's basically a satire. So there's an asteroid coming from down to Earth, and these scientists discover, and they're trying to get the public and the president and everybody to, like, it's like 100% chance that the Earth is going to just get destroyed, and all these people are, like, ignoring them. Basically, like, it's a metaphor for what happened with the coronavirus. Like, we had so much time in advance, and they were trying to tell the people in charge. They're trying to tell the people in charge, like, this is happening, this is gonna happen. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, oh, ratings, numbers, polls, like, mm-hmm. They don't give a fuck about that. And it's funny, it's very funny. So I highly recommend you watch it. Leonardo DiCaprio in it, what's her name, that one girl, Meryl Streep is in it, but with the girl that came out on Hunger Games, Jennifer Lawrence, she's mm-hmm. in it too. And I liked it. It was a very entertaining movie. And I would watch it again.
That shit just reminded me of when I walked in and you're like, you do know who she is, right?
Oh, wait, what? What reminded you of that?
Because you're like, oh, look, I'm watching Brittany Murphy. And you're like, you do know who she is, right? And I was like, yeah.
Because you're, like, a little younger than me. So I was like,
no,
I don't know.
But, like, low-key, I don't really know a lot of.
Oh, like, she's like, I don't be knowing white people like that.
Yeah, I don't really know white people like that. You can ask me about a novela.
Well, girl, I know Brittany Murphy because she was in Clueless.
No, and she's that definitely was, like, iconic, for yeah. sure. But, yeah.
So, speaking of Emily in Paris, no, that's a different topic, but speaking of Brittany Murphy, on HBO Max, there's a documentary that I think has been out for a long ass time, but I barely got a password to HBO Max, so I'm just entering into the whole HBO universe. I started watching Sopranos again.
She said I barely got the password.
Keep it real. So there's a documentary on how Brittany Murphy died. And let me tell you, she was a victim of a goddamn narcissist. We've talked about narcissists on the show on the last episode, mm-hmm. and how they study you and like just like treat you like prey and take control over vulnerable people. And that's exactly what happened. And it is very clear. I'm only on episode 2, and I already know that he, I already know he did it.
She puts me on. She put me on Insecure, and I literally binged it. Like, yeah. I watched, like, all 5 seasons, and then I was like, wait, this is it? But I was, like, up to date to where, like, episodes were airing weekly. Uh-huh. But, yeah, so good, too.
Shout out to Insecure. Shout out to Issa Rae, man, for all her success. Mm-hmm. Like, we love her. We love her, and we love just, like, people
the story. I feel
doing
like,
stuff. Like, just starting. She started her YouTube show just...
I just feel like, to me, like, I have a big, like, soft spot for, like, people who tell stories of where I grew up in. You know, I grew up in Hawthorne. Inglewood's down the street, you know? Like, South Central is down the street. Yeah. So, like, to me, like, that shit hits home.
And how they incorporated LA rappers and just, like,
hell yeah.
So much, it's just so authentic.
Fire.
Yeah.
Like, I was hyped watching, you know, the show and then hearing an LA rapper, like, in the background, you know? Like, I was just like, okay.
Yeah, it makes it more, it just makes it even better. And then we saw Encanto. We went to the movies. We took her son Julian to go see Encanto. And I loved it.
Yeah.
Did you love it?
It was good. I mean, I felt like there's just... Like, it was sad, too, though.
Yeah,
like,
it was hella sad. I mean, there's, again, it's, like, a commentary. Like, I feel like artists use films to address things.
Mm-hmm.
And,
But I feel like it did show, like, a lot of, like, our generation trauma. Yeah. You know? Because it's, like, we want to be perfect for, and we're never going to be enough.
Yeah.
And, like, she stood up and was, like, I just want to be perfect for you. Uh-huh. You know?
There's so much. There's so much. Like, I think on different places on Instagram, I saw people like doing breakdowns of it, of how it parallels like the Latino experience, in terms of like the dynamics of the family and having it be like a matriarchy, and also just the toxicity that continues to get like passed through generations, and it has to stop with someone, and it stopped with her. Yeah. What's the main character's name? I forgot, but she's such a cute character. Her glasses are cute. I think takes place in Colombia, right?
And then she had like a hard relationship with her sister, and then they even ended up making up. Remember? Yeah. Like, that was really nice.
Yeah,
yeah. And then you guys have to watch it because
we're gonna tell you the whole movie. Anyways, go watch it. It's on Disney Plus right now, so go check it out. But. What else do we have? There's also another 2021 like documentary on Netflix right now called 2021, and it's another satire on this year and just how ridiculous it's been. It's kind of like, I don't know, we all have this collective trauma of the last 2 years, so that it's like the only way sometimes to get over things or to process it is to laugh. Like, it's just everything has been so ridiculous in the last few years that what more can we do other than just like fucking laugh it off? Like, we have nothing. There's shit is just like, we live in a whole new world now. Like, think about the people we were in 2019 and versus who we are today. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, you know, it's,
I seen a tweet that said, if I would have known 2019 would have been my last year, I would have held out or something.
For real. I know, I was in the house. I was in the house anyway. So I was thinking I was still going through my my detox. But so another thing that I wanted to bring up before we kind of go on is this quote that I saw on Instagram. Well, Jen posted it and then I reposted it. But it was it's so perfect for the new year, because it says, when you try to take the easy route, life becomes harder. Working out is hard, but not moving your body will end up harder. Prioritizing nutrition is hard, but dealing with the consequences of eating junk food is even harder. Mm. Meditating and directing your mind is hard, but letting your mind control you is even harder. Getting to the root cause of why you are feeling like crap is hard, but living the rest of your life feeling like crap is harder. Easy always has a cost. And that just resonated so much with me.
That shit hit me right now, just you reading that.
Yeah. It's that investment, it's that easy route. I think we all are tempted to do that, you know, like take the easy route of things. I think for me, just for what we've been talking about in the last episode and this episode, the easy route for me was to not spend time with my family because it was too hard. Mm-hmm. Instead of getting to the root of why it's so hard and moving through it. And so I can all of these little things, prioritizing nutrition, working out, meditating, directing your mind, like these things are resolutions that people make to do, you know, but we don't, this puts it in perspective of a way that's like, you can't argue with this. Mm-hmm. You can't argue with this.
Yeah, it's a tell it true. And like, I thought of, like, as you're reading that, I thought of myself, because it's like, damn, like, I do need to change my eating habits. Like, yeah, I need to start working out, because it's like, I'm not happy with myself, but then I want to take the easy way out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I legit was thinking of different things as you were reading that.
I'm like, yeah. It yeah. convicted me. And so I was like, mm-hmm. oh, I need to share this, because mm-hmm. it convicted me, and it made me, I think this had a hand in kind of like putting my mind frame for today, for January 1st, for mm-hmm. like this being a clean slate, and like me being able to do whatever I want with this time, and conditioning my mind, body, and spirit, and like nurturing it and spending time healing it. It's a long-term investment. It doesn't pay off right away, but in the long run it pays off. And taking all those easy routes, there's the consequences are way worse than just doing the work that it takes to do things the right way, I guess, instead of trying to take the easy way out of dealing with them.
What if you connect your thing, see if the echo leaves, the
connect
adapter,
the thing,
the adapter that you usually connect. You didn't bring it?
No, yeah, it's in that drawer.
The top one or what?
I think so. It's like a white Apple one. But yeah, so that to me, just like I said, it convicted me. Oh my God. Oh, I thought I wasn't. Oh my God. I thought I wasn't recording on the fucking. Yeah, it's that.
Check to see if it works.
All right, you guys, we're going to do a science experiment.
A science experiment. Okay, so we're going to see if the echo does go away. You guys are going to let us know in the comments to see if it does go away, because it's kind of irritating us, but kind of just a little bit. I hope it doesn't.
An hour in.
Are we?
Yeah.
Period. So, and then Angela usually has her cool sound effects and whatnot.
All right. Can they hear us?
Can you guys hear us? Does it sound better?
Hello, welcome back to the Millennial Mija podcast. Hello.
It sounds really good.
Ouch.
For me, but
I can know. I know. I don't hear no feedback or nothing.
I don't hear it either.
Can they hear us? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Oh, I do hear a little bit, but.
Oh. So, you know, I have to be able to work from anywhere.
Oh. Not the commercials. Not them.
So yesterday, Angela uploaded, what was your number one sound? She did the playlist of the Apple.
Oh, playback. She found the playlist. Also, so I feel like Spotify's ahead of us on that, because no, you guys get like a cute ass graphic. No, but they get a cute graphic to post. Like ours is just like ugly. Like the top artists you listen to on your Apple.
Mine is cute.
They're saying it's much better.
I'm like, mine is cute.
They're saying it's much better. Who was on mine? My top people were.
It's nature sounds.
Nature. Wait, you guys.
I wanted to bring that.
So on my like top things listened to in 2021, the number one thing I listened to in 2021 was nature sounds, because I go to sleep with waves or like rain or whatever. So yeah, nature sounds. Get into it, because look, we fixed it. You should have said this a long time ago. Mm. It's your fault, Arlene. Arlene sounds way better now, too.
You guys, literally, I've been saving the day all day here today, and she wants to.
She wants more.
Here I am.
So, what were we just talking about?
Nature sounds.
Nature sounds. Okay, who else was on mine? It was Jay-Z, Jenny Rivera.
Yeah, I was like, oh, because she wanted to create a reel. And then I was like, well, what's your number one sound that you think you listen to on the regular? And she's like, Ovarios by Jenny Rivera.
I thought that was the number one song I played this whole year.
I was like, for real?
That shit getting me pumped up. So another hard truth that I saw on Instagram that I wanted to share with you guys, because it convicted me, was, it says this, It says, you cannot keep abandoning yourself for the comfort of others and then expect to walk in alignment with your purpose. Being anyone but yourself will keep you small and stuck in unhealthy cycles. Yes, it will. Mm-hmm. And that to me spoke to me because the abandoning yourself thing, that is something that I lose myself when I get into a relationship. I completely abandoned, even in the last two examples of the relationships that I was in, I completely abandoned my routine, my my needs, what I wanted, and abandoned myself and tried to give all of that energy to another person. Mm-hmm. And it says you cannot keep abandoning yourself for the comfort of others, because what you're trying to do when you abandon yourself is you're trying to like make them love you. Like, oh, if I do everything for this person, then they'll love me the way I want to be loved. Yeah. You think you're having to earn it, but with love, you don't have to earn it. With real love, you don't have to earn it. It's not something that you have to earn. And so it does keep you in an unhealthy cycle, and you can never walk in alignment with your purpose because you are not focused on yourself. The only way you can actually walk in alignment with your purpose is to give all that energy to yourself, into figuring out who you are. It came back. You hear it?
They said they don't hear it. I mean, I can hear it, but I don't know if it's just us.
The Millennial Be Hot Podcast. Oh, Eric, you know what? You should just start coming.
Is that his name, Eric? Yeah. I didn't know his like real name, so I never know what to call him.
Only one of me.
Yeah. The homie, only one of me.
Yeah. But yeah, so I wanted to, yeah, you know, and I wanted to also bring up like that. We had a moment after my last relationship where you were kind of like, I just have to be honest and tell you that I got my feelings hurt.
I did tell her.
She did. And that was important for me because it also gave me an opportunity to apologize instead of her carrying it around and not saying shit to me, mm-hmm. that she was hurt by my behavior, by my actions. And then there being animosity and me not knowing why. And then me just being like, oh, okay, well, I guess it's different now. Bye. And then I'm just isolating. But then
I feel like it also made you see things differently. You know, like you're like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I was ready to, when we hung out that day, I was ready to apologize, like without mm-hmm. you prompting it, without you saying, oh, because you said as soon as we got in the car, I was like, let's just wait till we get to the swamp meet. Damn.
Yeah. Well, the thing about me, it's like, I always just want to like make sure that we're good at all times. If something's bothering me, I want to let you know.
Yeah.
Because I've been in unhealthy relationships to where, like, we didn't communicate, and that shit didn't take us anywhere.
Yeah.
You know? So I mm-hmm. do want to always express how I feel because it's just healthy.
Yeah. So that, I appreciated that. And it reminds me of this quote, is because what I was doing in that time was, again, like, abandoning myself. Like, when you abandon yourself, you abandon all of the things that make you who you are, which in a lot of cases, the relationships that you cultivate and you have around you, that's part of you being who you are, because it's like these people bring more of you out. Mm-hmm. So if you start, I guess, you know, isolating from them and going more towards a person who brings ugliness out of you, then it's time to reroute. Like, it's time to reroute the GPS, because you will not be able to walk in alignment with your purpose. Because you've turned yourself, you've changed yourself. You've turned yourself into someone else that is competing for this person's love. And yeah, that's just something that I want to leave in 2021. It's so
444.
We're leaving it. It's 444. I think 444, those numbers are like, what is it? Awakening? No, let me see.
I don't know.
The spiritual number that signifies a deep connection to the divine. It can be interpreted as a reminder to trust in your inner voice. Would you look at that? So we also, I want to also talk about the upcoming guests I'm going to have, because again, I'm, shout out to me for having guests lined up.
Whole life get together.
Well, just for this month. But I also booked someone for February 1st. So,
I love that.
So I think if I just keep on this like trajectory, yes. then I'll start to have.
You already have to start working for February.
Yeah.
And see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'll have it all like planned out. And that is, you know, like you, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I heard that on the Serena Williams' dad. They had a movie. Will Smith played their dad. It was a good movie. He chooses really good roles. Oh, dude, I can still hear the back.
Yes, let's not even.
Just don't even address it.
No.
Don't even address it.
I'm trying to ignore it.
So let's talk about some of the upcoming guests I have. So on January 8th, I will be having writer, astrologist, and psychic Esoteric Essa in the building. And pew, pew, pew. I'm on. Wait, hold on. How do I? Oh, there it is. There, Esoteric Essa, she'll be in. So we'll get to start our whole January off with hearing kind of like a astrology and psychic forecast, and also get some tips from her on intention setting and vision boarding and all of those things. So I think I just have a feeling that's going to be a really powerful episode. And then on January 15th, I have the homie, the major homie, the professional vibe creator, DJ Linda Nuvez. And I can't wait. She's my friend. I've been, me and Linda barely met pretty like last year. And it was just like love at first hangout. Like we just, you know, those people, you guys know it. When you just meet somebody that you're like, that's my friend. What did he say? Perfection and protection and encouragement. We'll hold you accountable now. Thank you. So yeah, DJ Linda Nuvez, I can't wait to have that conversation. She has so much magic. And you know those people who are like so humble about it? Like you find out about them, not from them. Mm. Like you're like, damn, I didn't even know she was popping like that. Like she, because people, I think that real ones don't walk around like, you know, advertising everything they've ever done.
Yeah.
Because why? Like, why? You don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. But so I'm looking forward to learning more about Linda and just getting to hang out with her, because I love hanging out with her. We went to Disco Oasis together. We went to Candiles, which is a drag bar in Lincoln Heights. Well, no, in Frogtown. And just every time I hang out with her, the vibe is just like unmatched. So on January 22nd, I have edutainer and master energy generator, host of the Raise It Up Why podcast, Wyann Vaughn, and I cannot wait to have her too, because she's also someone who just like elevates me when I'm in her presence. I did a podcast with her like back at Pasadena Media when I was still doing my podcast there. It was right before the pandemic, or actually I think the pandemic had already started, low key. I think it was like March of 2020, and we just talked for like 3 hours. Like that podcast is just so long because just certain people just.
And it just comes so natural, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love her vibe, and I love the light she carries around with her, and she just readily shares it with everyone. And so I want to share that with you. So I hope you listen to that episode. And then on January 29th, another homegirl that has also been on the show before, rapper, comedian, community activist, and current TikTok star, Jocelyn Beard, aka Inkwell J, will be on the show, and she's going to talk to us about the script that she's writing. So I love hearing about new projects, and I love catching up with my friends and sharing them with you. And so I can't wait to go on with this month. It feels like things are falling into place. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like for
me
right now.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, friend.
Shout out to Rubix, who's watching us right now.
Shout out Rubix. Who's that?
We know him. We met him on Clubhouse.
What's his real name?
Rubix? Ruben?
Ruben?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sure I know you, but I can't think of it right now.
He's homies with DG.
Oh.
Yeah.
We need to get a Clubhouse episode up on here.
Oh, my God.
And just get a Clubhouse chisme. See, how would you guys like that?
She's gonna invite all the Clubhouse homies.
We'll do a Clubhouse expose, and we will expose.
I don't know if there's much exposing.
All the cheesemate. And then all journaling. So I did my last 2021 journal entry last night in this journal, and I filled it up, dude. I filled this whole journal up this year. And so definitely, don't get me wrong, I missed some days, especially when I was in my whole like tunnel of... I have like tunnel vision when I'm with a guy sometimes, especially in a bad relationship. Like it's all I focus on. And so on those days, there's clear like breaks in my journal entries, because again, that's another sign that you've abandoned yourself. Mm-hmm. If the things that you usually do to take care of yourself, you stop doing because you're so wrapped up. That's a bad sign. That's a red flag. So I'm proud of this journal, and I keep all my journals because one day I want to look back at them and just like know what my state of mind was, you know, and just see like what. Oh my God, I have a journal from high school. It's so embarrassing. I used to have the shit that I was thinking about, caring about. I'm like, oh my God.
No, I feel you.
I hope nobody ever finds this one.
I laughed right now because when you said it, like, I stopped taking naps because I'm having conversations with this guy right now. Does that mean I'm like...
Well, that's still hard to see. It's still too early in the... It's still too early to tell.
Oh my God, I'm annoying.
So what are you excited about for 2022?
For sure, growth. I want to invest. I want investments. I told you briefly a little last night. I actually spoke to my parents this morning too. I'm very close to both my mom and my dad. So I'm like, I actually recorded all of us this morning. Like, we were eating and I literally was just like recording them. They were like, what? I was like, I'm with the people I love the most, you know? Aww. My son's at his dad's house, but you know, I love him, of course, whatever. But I told them, I was like, I want to start investing. Yes. I was like, I want to make money in my sleep. Like, I want to.
And you can. You should take that course that I took.
Yeah, but like, I want to do more, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I'm independent. I'm a strong, independent single mom.
Okay.
She doesn't need anyone.
Single mom that works two jobs.
She doesn't need anyone. So I just want to, you know, keep growing.
Yeah.
And never.
And you talked about opening more businesses, right?
Yeah. I want to, you know, have more businesses, but like start another business. But I just don't know what. Like, I have to put a lot of thought into it. Like I said, I want to have a business, but I don't. Like, yes, of course, we need to dedicate time to it. But I also want to make sure that I don't have to be there 24/7 and spend all my time there to have that business.
That's why investments are amazing. Yeah. Because, the CEOs and all the people that work there are doing all the work. You just, like, it's basically betting, honestly. Like, betting on sure things to me. Like, when you're betting on Disney, when you're betting on Apple, when you're betting on Netflix, like, these are things we all use ourselves. So we know they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if you put... Savings accounts out. No more savings accounts. They're canceled because you lose money.
I still have a savings account.
You gotta put your money in a place that it grows, not where they charge you fees to live there and have the money there.
I for sure have different saving accounts in different places. And like for one of them, like I don't even know how to access it. I just get that monthly statement to where it's like I know that money's coming in, you know, apart from like what I put in, there's still a percentage in it, like, you know, the stock market. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's cheers to that. We're going to, in 2022, we are leaving behind toxic relationships. We are
toxic friendships.
Also, we are not taking the easy route.
Mm-hmm.
We're dedicated to our growth and our spirituality and becoming a better version of ourselves, not the perfect version of ourselves, but the best version of ourselves, the most healed version of ourselves that we can be. Mm-hmm. And I commit to that work now. And I hope that I can, I hope that you can commit to that work to yourself too. This is going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year if we make it one. I know that there's going to be some crazy wild shit because as life is happening right now, shit just gets wilder every day. Like in terms of what's going on in the world and the mm-hmm. news. And it's like, I almost feel like... I don't know. Like we have to it doesn't feel like we have a lot more time left. Like it feels like we have less time than we used to have, you mm-hmm. know, like it feels like shit's just going downhill and we need to like get in what we can. Like, you know what I mean?
No, yeah, for sure. I feel like there's just been so much going on this year. It's ridiculous. So many deaths too.
Yeah.
Going on this year.
So many losses and rest in peace to Betty White. She died. She's white, though. Yeah. You don't know her, huh? But she's white?
No, I knew who she was, but
shout out to fucking Betty White, man.
Shout out to Draco the Ruler, man. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so glad I saw him a few months ago. I seen him back in September. So
I don't know no music by him.
I'm glad. But you're not, like, tapped in with, like, the new, like,
send me LA. A song.
Yeah.
Yeah, send me a song. But, yeah, rest in peace to him. And also just shout out to everybody who listens and supports this podcast. And who shares it with other people and who brings the energy into the lives with us like right now. Instagram's gonna have to get their shit together, and I don't know how am I. What am I gonna do? Like, just email them or be like, okay, I promise I won't play no more music, but please let me go live. Like,
I don't know, cause like, this is my first time going live. I've never gone live before, so I don't know how this works.
Well, I did kind of tempt the fate on this one because I know that I've gotten kicked out. And I just thought, like, oh, I'll just get kicked out. I didn't know they were going to ban you from doing lives. Like, what the fuck?
I've seen a girl, and I've told you this, that, like, I've gone on another girl's live, and she plays music in the background. And, like, she taps, like, on the comment. Her pinned comment is, I do not own the rights to this song.
So if I would have put that, I would be fine.
Hold on. Let's pin that.
No, but this is just instrumental, so it's fine. It's a loophole.
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know how it works.
Oh, my earrings are like too... I don't know. They're hurting. So after this, my plan is to probably go to the beach for a little bit, do like a maybe sunset ceremony. And then go home and clean the rest of my room because I really want to get that done. Like, that's just, I feel like starting the year like that will really put me in a mind frame of, because my depression is really affected, like, by my environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if things are all, and it's also a symptom, like, I can tell that it's starting to get bad again for me when all my clothes pile up, I don't make my bed. My makeup's not nice and neat. Like, it's just like kind of chaotic. And that's like an outward sign that things inside are going bad. Mm-hmm. And so it's a signal to me to like go into some self-care methods. And so my depression's never going to go anywhere, but I will develop, through commitment to myself, I will develop ways to, cope with it.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like those are my goals, you know, like my goals are not to be happy and all the time. Like, that's just not realistic, but to be kind to myself through those difficult times and to move forward as much as I can, not as much as it hurts to push myself and to, like, you know, hold myself to this crazy ass standard. I don't want to do that, but I want to, I do want to grow. And I know that if I want something that I've never had, I have to do things I've never done. And that takes commitment, and I'm ready to make that commitment. And so, happy 2022, guys.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah. And this is the perfect song to end on. I mean, I wish we could hear the whole words, but happy New Year. Thank you for listening to the Millennial Miha podcast.
I'm prolific. So I love it.
We'll end it with that.
I love it.
Thank you for watching. We'll see you next Saturday at 3:30. Last night it was a cold killer. You gotta keep the devil in his hole, Nick. But you know how it go, Nick. I'm front line every time it's on, Nick. 100.4. Hello? It's the motherfucking Millennial Miha podcast.